lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole?
Thank you so much for seeing me, Kappa. Thank you so much. I just got back from Junior's. He'll be fine, the doctor say. Shouldn't be in the hospital for too long. This time. No, Kappa. You know, I know. We don't have to worry about that. That never even entered my mind. Is that why you think I'm here? Paserotto, I've known you your entire life. You've always been good to your own. Always. And I know that's what we are to you. No, that's not what's brought me down here tonight. It's something else. I am. I've never asked anything of you before. I know all I had to do was ask, I know. I've never wanted to. But now... Kappa, I'm beseeching you. As a big sister or her little brother, who'd hate to know I'm here asking this. But I have to, because I love him and I know him, and can I be perfectly honest with you? We both know my brother is many things, but he's not built to be a soldier. Sure, he's got heart. Plenty of Goombas with heart had their brains splattered all over the pavement. And he's gonna be one of them. Unless you say otherwise. This isn't just his big sister begging for his life. Just asking, with all due respect, to simply put him to work where he would be better. He would be a better fit. He's always had a head for numbers, names. He can keep books in order like no one's business. Papa has been letting him do our fundraising since he was in high school. You ever see us audited? Even when the heat was coming through during that horrible summer. Oh, I know. I know you already have bookkeepers. And I'm also not asking for any extra favor. My brother screws up in this, that's on him. He's his own man. Well, of course you would insist otherwise. I said Junior's got brains. I never said anything about sense. Oh God, is it really getting that bad? I mean, okay, worse coming. I can accept that, but he won't survive on the front lines, Kappa. Oh, sure. The same old cliches. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Gotta be prepared to do anything? Bullshit. A man's gotta provide, sure. A man's got to be good for his word. And fight. When he needs to. There are more capable shoulders, Capo. We both know that. Fuck Junior's pride. He can get over it. He can't if he's dead. Did he tell you about the nerve damage from the last bullet he took? Do you ever notice how his right hand shakes now? It's been a year. A year. It's not getting better. So he's not much use to you as a suitor. And you try to put him on collections and look where it got him. He's got the concussion and a few deep bruises and he'll be okay soon enough. But he'll just be meat in the grinder. You know I'm not wrong. I swear to Christ, if you ever pull that woman's play shoe with me again, I'll show you that a man's place is my foot shoved up their ass, capo or no. Do you understand me? Yeah. I know what I said. And to whom? Look me in the eye, and you tell me if anything I just said was a fucking lie. When I was a little girl, I held you when you were a baby. Helped prepare for the party after your baptism. I helped patch you up when you skinned your knees and when you got into fights and when you started climbing on up. I'm the one who started calling you Passerotto, you know that? Because I saw in you something great. I've never been wrong before. And don't you dare try and dismiss me. I've bled and lost and cried and fought for a fucking thing too. And we don't have to lose a good man over his stupid fucking pride. There are better men out there who would give their right arm to take my brother's place. A steady right arm. You know I'm right. Please. Please, you've got to. Your hands aren't tied. Yes, I'm like family to you. I know, but you've always been so respectful. Even when you were younger. There were always some cheeky little shits who tried to say or do things that I had to smug the taste out of the mouth for. Will you? Not ever. Do you remember when you came over one afternoon with a bouquet of flowers and handed them to Ma and my sister and me? I knew. We all knew. You really want to give me one. You just didn't want to be out of line. A girl remembers those things. He was very, very cute. Smooth, even. And maybe things would have been different. If we were just born a little closer together. Or if he'd not been filled with so much ambition. Destiny. And I wasn't caught up in taking care of all my siblings. Who knows? I've always suspected, always known that you had a little something special for me. So, okay. Okay. How do I? Okay. my brother's body for mine. That's the offer. No, Passerotto. You know I don't mean it like that. Not like a soldier. You know exactly what I mean. We all have to make sacrifices, don't we? For this thing of ours. And if this keeps my brother safe, if this unties your hands, no, I... not like some kind of whore, I... please, please calm down. I didn't mean to insult you. No, no, that wasn't the plan. No, I swear I wasn't trying to. Please, 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 Passerotto. I didn't mean it like that. It's all I have to offer. And I know it's something that you, it's something that I think you'd... Please don't make me say that. Fine. I'll say it. But on your honor, capo, you will push my brother to mind the books. Keep him off the front lines. Say it, and I'll say anything you want me to say. Do anything you want me to do. Because I approached you like a whore. Isn't that what you wanted me to say, Kappa? So why did you cringe, huh? You know what? I don't fucking care. I'll be a fucking whore. Is that how you want this? Tell me what you want then. Come on. Do you want me to stand up for you? Take off my blouse. Sure. Okay. You going to sit there slack-jawed, or do you have anything else for me to do than just stand here and look pretty? So, tell me. What you want off the menu, huh? No! Don't you know anything? No kissing whores on the lips, capo. Oh, don't you dare book truck now. You did this. This could have been sweet. Could have been special. I'm a woman of my word. And I give myself to you freely. But, and you better believe if you're gonna dream in like a whore, call me a fucking whore. And I'm gonna treat you like a fucking John. Fuck! Go ahead. Grab me by my hair. You're gonna push me down to my knees, huh? What you want me to do while I'm down here? Sure. Like a good fucking whore. Yes, sir. I will just unbuckle your pants and zip them right down. Look at you. Already getting hot. You like fucking whores? Is that it, capo? Like making whores suck your cock? For fuck's sake, really? You're really gonna slap my face with your cock? Christ, okay, okay. I'll open my mouth for you. Is this what you used to jerk off to? Thinking about how much of a nasty bitch I might be. Wondered how my mouth would feel around your cock. How much of it I could take. Down my throat. Or did you think I was just some good virgin girl? Huh? Wouldn't know what to do. Some fucking wilting flower. Ready to be despoiled. Ready to be despoiled. Look at me. Look me in the fucking eye as I suck your cock. Push your cock deep inside my throat. Is that what you want, Pazerotto? Oh, you better fucking take a good long fucking look. This is all you're gonna have. All you're gonna get. All that could happen. You ruined it now. You're only going to have me like this. So fuck my throat. That's it. Fuck my whole throat. Do you want me to suck your cock until you come, Capo? That it? Wanna find out if I can swallow without gagging? Like the whore I am. No. What do you want? Fine. Then get your fucking hand out of my hair. Let me stand up, Jesus. I'll take off my skirt. Just hike it up. Fine. You just grab pussies like that, huh? Yeah, my pussy's wet. So fucking what? I'm a whore, remember? Only whores have wet pussies. That it? Jesus. Gotta Gotta keep grabbing my hair. No, wait, no, no, don't rip my panties. Oh, god damn it. I really like this bird. No, 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 I'm not spitting on your fucking hand. Motherfucker, you just sprung my cunt.
After all these years. Oh, see me look at it. Corner of your eye. Oh, most times. Seeing you watch me walk away. You thought about how you'd grab my hips as you fucked me. Huh? Fucked me like this. How often you come thinking about taking me like some filthy whore, capo. How often you jerk off all over your stomach, thinking about how wet and tight my cunt would be. Is it everything you hoped for? Everything you've dreamed of? Come on! Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me like you fucking mean it! Yes! Fucking lean over! Grab my fucking tits! Squeeze them! Hold on! Tight! Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me harder! God! Fuck me! Fuck! Come on! Come on! Is that all you got? Fuck me! Fuck me into the fucking ground! Keep pounding inside me! God! Yeah! Do it! Do it! God! That's it!
Do you have something I can clean up with? One last condition.
Birds flying high.
What's that?
You know how
sure. Sun in the sky. One last thing for this fucking whore, huh? Sure.
Breeze
I'll just pull my cigarette back down.
You know how I
smell
feel.
That. It's
a new day. It's
smell
a new
like a cum rag on the way
out.
Sure. You gotta clean up my squirt from your floor.
Good.
Fair fucking trade, Kappa. Junior stays on Bucks. We never talk about this. Never. And this will be the last time I ever ask anything of you, Kappa. You know, men. Men like him. Like you. Always say they'll do anything for family. Could you do what I just did? You know what? Don't even worry about it. I hope the spunk box got a whole lot of new material. Good night, Kappa. Thank you so much for seeing me.
Bang, bang.
I used to shoot you down.